Providence, make some noise.
I don't know if y'all saw, but 23andMe is going bankrupt. And I imagine, you know, Providence has some stake in what happens with all that data, because it was y'all that were looking it up and like, no, I just wonder, you know what I mean? Like, sometimes, I don't know, there's just some days where I feel like a little Scandinavian. And I, no, it's just fun to find out. It's like, you know, just how German am I? You know. And you get those percentage breakdowns and stuff. It's like, all right, do you, you know? I don't know. I wonder. I truly wonder. I knew they had some black people in the commercials, but I do wonder how many of us it was. Because every time I saw an ad for like a 23andMe, I was like, I have a general idea. Nah, I don't need to be sad today. I would rather not. You know? What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? And send me a back. Send me a PDF that says, slavery. They got you. Oof. Nah, I was good. I was good. And one of the reasons that was good is that early on, like, I'm finally vindicated where I can say this and not seem crazy, because even at best, if my thing is like wrong, it still wasn't the best business plan. So they're going to, so I don't look as, because my friends looked at me like I was out of my mind. I had so many friends, all white. I had so many friends doing 23andMe, and I was like, don't do it. And you know, because I was a truther. I was like, look at what the company is doing and look at what they're researching. You know what I mean? There are so many of these like heritage companies that are also putting money into pharmaceutical industry. And it's just to figure out how much of something people get when they're a certain lineage, invest in those drugs, expecting that thing to finally pop up one day. You know? And people were like, that's so paranoid. And I was like, yeah. Paranoid is... paranoid is like why I won't do the thing. Like, okay, how do I put this? Paranoid to me is if you're right and you're paranoid, you're like spot on. If you're paranoid and you happen to be wrong, you do start to be crazy. Like, that is what a crazy person... Like, that's... Now I'm crazy. If I was wrong and they were just a... blossoming company and they were only helping the world, I'd be that one dude on the corner, don't take it, you know what I mean? That would be me. But look, all I'm saying is I told so many people, I was like, hey, you don't need to know, you made it through. Because then I had some friends where I was like, you don't even need to know, because I can tell you. How about that? I'll do you that favor. You don't need 23andMe. I'll do it for you. I have a friend who, okay, these two friends, they're the sweetest, but they make marriage such a curiosity to me, because I don't get, okay, she had kind of given him this ultimatum, right? Like, really, you know, go ahead and, like, we're either doing it or we're not, you know, you're either in this or you're out, right? And so then he went ahead and proposed, and they got married. They're still married. And I don't know, like, as a bystander, his friend, closer to him than her, I don't know why she would do that to herself, right? because I went out to dinner with them one time, third wheeling it. It's okay because they're married. It's not awkward. I'm just chilling with my buddies, right? My buddy and his wife, who I'm now friends with as well, and the server comes over and we're ordering, and then the server asked if there were any food allergies. I said no, and he turns to her and goes, "Do I?" "Do I have any food allergies?" And she answered. She was like, "Yeah, shellfish." He was about to order the lobster bucket. And I was like, how is it worth keeping him alive like this? You literally forced an ultimatum to make it your job to keep him alive. Your prerogative, do what you want, but wow, wow, wow. You ever been driving and then you see like an animal on the side of the road and you're like, oh, we have to do something. Someone might hit that animal. And so then you stop the car and you catch it and you put it in the back seat and you take it to like a local shelter or something, and they're like, "Hey, so sorry, we're really overrun." So then you take it home and it sort of becomes your dog over time, and you love it and you take care of it and you keep it alive. And that is exactly what she did with my friend. With my friend, she saw this dude who, if left to his own devices, would eat all the shellfish, not fully hitch himself, fully just get a puffed out head. And she was like, "No, I need to not only stop that from happening, I need to make him my entire responsibility." And so when she was like, "Yeah, shellfish," and he was like, "Oh, right." I was sitting there like flabbergasted, right? And then we were eating, and as we're eating, she lightly starts choking, right? Like starts choking on her meal, and she's like doing the coughs and trying to get some water. Like just you can hear her trying to force it out. And we both recognize that she's choking, and we both we don't fully stand up because we're in a booth, but we start to like push up a little bit, like as if we're gonna have to get up. And I'm about to come around, and then he's like, "Spit it out." Sir, what do you think her plan is? Do you think she's like contemplating spitting out, but oh, it's just so good? I bring up this entire thing because he did a 23andMe. And I was like, "Bro, I can tell you right now, all right? You're half jackass. You're a quarter dumbass. And you're another quarter ass." He has a very big butt. He is thick. No, it's insane. Because then 23andMe not only was getting everyone's like data that had their DNA, also home addresses, also payment methods. So there's so many different things that are bad about a breach to 23andMe versus like a breach of Target or a breach of some other company that has a whole lot of credit card transactions, right? There's like actual things about you as a person in there. And I know as Americans, we don't care about our data. We don't. Our data, man, look. We gotta start respecting ourselves. For real, we are out here loose with our data, all right? You know what I mean? I'm not trying to shame myself included. We are slutty with our data. Letting anybody get it. Anybody can get it. Anybody that feels like typing can get some of it. Not careful anything. We could have VPNs. We could have so much stuff. Nah. let's be a little loose. There was already a data breach of 23andMe, and that freaked investors out. It freaked people out. It's like, what do people want with like my DNA results? You know, and then that stuff was apparently sold on the dark web in bits. And it's like, that's terrifying, because I don't know what the dark web is. Everybody keep talking about the dark web, but whenever I go to Safari, it's just regular web. Everybody talking about the dark web. I don't know. I'm not even saying I want on. I just don't know how to get on, which scares me because I feel like I might accidentally get on one day. Do you know what I'm talking about? You know how you could go somewhere? Like, it, to me, the dark web feels a lot like gang territory. When I was growing up, if you go on a long enough walk, you end up somewhere you're not supposed to be. But you're like, these are the same feet that take me home took me here, so I wasn't trying to do anything. But that doesn't matter. Once you're in the territory, it's like, why are you wearing that color? So then, imagine, I'm just on the regular internet. I go to Safari, Firefox, you know, any of it, and I type in the website. I get it one letter wrong. All of a sudden, my screen black and the letters green. I'm sitting here trying to get out the Matrix as fast as I can. And, you know, police quick with it now. They kick open the door like, why are you on the dark web? It's like, no, it was my thumb. I didn't want this at all. So, yeah, apparently a bunch of our data, a bunch of our, like, DNA results are already on the dark web, which is insane. And then you have 23andMe, to their credit. This is why business is scary. In the U.S., right? We get mad at companies for creating a product. And they used to create a product. Our parents and our grandparents know about this. They used to create a product, and they put together the pieces. They had the best pieces to make the best product. And so if it ever broke down and you understood how the product was made, you could buy one of those pieces and fix that product, right? It's why our grandparents had, like, TVs from the 60s. Because you could just go in there, you could open it up and be like, okay. And now purposefully, whether it's for IP, there are places that will sue you. There are like certain phone companies that will straight up sue you if you fix people's phones for a business. Then some of those same companies will make it so everything is one use. So if it breaks, you have to buy another one, because that's how they keep the revenue coming in, right? They don't want you to be self-sufficient and actually know how to fix this thing, because then you might do it. They'd make less money. All right. So they make a worse and worse product, and they charge more and more for it. And if everybody does it, it becomes the new norm. And so now you don't expect anything to last for 4 or 5 years. And that used to be short term. You used to get things that last you for 10 years. My boy's granddaddy had a laptop. It might be the first laptop. It's honestly so old, we can't even tell what the brand icon is, because that wiped away a long time ago. This computer looks like it was made in the movie Dune, like it's futuristic and old at the same time. And you turn it on, and the on button is hard. It's extra hard. You got to press it with some girth. You got to really lean on that on button if you want to turn it on. If you just press it, the computer's like, you don't want it bad enough. You gotta put your thumb almost in that button, and then you hear not even a click, you hear a like it's every key is clickety clacking and hard as hell. And then when you turn it on, it does cough. Turn it on, it makes all those like fake internet sounds. You can hear the fan inside of it fighting for its life. The fan inside, it's because now all the blades of the fans and everything have like an almost silent motion to them. Sometimes you can hear a, you can just hear them if they're really working overtime. I had like this Lenovo laptop in college. It was one of the last laptops where it looked like if you look closely enough, you could see at least one of the fan blades moving, right? The fan in this laptop, first of all, I think it's missing a tooth. Cause it's trying. It's trying. It's coughing and it's trying. And you can hear it. His computer moans. I forgot to mention that. And then, if you want to turn on Wi-Fi, there's nothing clickable. You want Wi-Fi? You got to hit that switch. You got to slide a switch at the front of the computer. And then you get a little stick with the little edges on the side. Beep, 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 you know? This laptop got everything but an antenna. And his granddad knew computers, or at least he knew computers well enough back when computers first came out, like first computer, just little zero, little one. He had it on lock. And so he fixed his laptop over and over and over again for years, to the point where even now it'll turn on. You gotta press extra hard. You really gotta lean your body over it, but it'll turn on. And that day is gone. We're not in that anymore. We're in the world of tech companies putting out their products and soldering it to make sure that if you open it, you destroy it, right? And 23andMe, to their credit, they came up with a good product. They came up with a very good product. The problem was you only needed it once. And so that was pretty much their undoing. Some people are going to say it was marketing. Some people are going to say it was general business plan. No, the thing that 23andMe did that was wrong in today's America was making a good product. People only needed it once, and then they could forget about it. And they tried the subscription thing. They tried it. And people, even my white friends, were like, no, I got it. I mean, you said 45% Scandinavian. I'm going to take your word for it. I don't need to keep spitting in cups and sending them to you. That was the other thing I didn't trust. You know what I mean? Like, you just spit in a cup and mail it. Nah. Admittedly, that was a black thing for me. I was like, I'm not just going to put my DNA out there for someone to have in case. Imagine now your mailman a murderer. He see that 23andMe package. He's like, this will do nicely. Now the mailman kills somebody on his normal schedule. He open up your 23andMe and then dump out your little sample. See, they did it, right? And you can tell they did because they kissed him on the forehead right after. No. And so they made a very good product. Well, some would say an incredible product. There's connection. There's connection in knowing where you come from, especially if you're deeply, deeply in search for it. Finding those answers can be really special. Not special enough for me to spit in the cup and then mail it, because it's like, nah, you're not going to get me, right? But one day, in some way, maybe, it'd be beautiful to figure out exactly where you come from, trace your entire lineage and everything like that. But a good portion of our life is genetics, but another portion is of where you come from are the people around you. The people that raise you are where you come from. Your environment is where you come from. Your culture, your community are where you come from. You know, if you have a good handle on those things, you know yourself. All the rest of the stuff is just gravy, you know? Because they tried to do these like home diagnostics, and that was a very bad idea. They were incredibly inaccurate, so people were either thinking they were in the clear or worrying for no reason, because you would do the 23andMe, and if you did the like pro premium package with the home diagnostic stuff, they'd send your sample back. They'd give you a PDF being like, yeah, you got diabetes. And then you would be like, are you sure? And they would say, no, I truly have no idea. That's the other reason I didn't do it. Not only am I like, no, I'm not going to get my DNA out. What if you a murderer? I also don't want to worry for no reason. Now, imagine somebody sending you something in the mail that's like, it's bad. It's bad. It's very bad. I'm not sure. Don't take my word for it, but it is pretty bad. already have people in my life to do that. Truly, I already have people in my life giving me horrific medical advice. Just some of the worst stuff you've ever heard in your entire life. I have a friend who doesn't eat vegetables. Doesn't eat vegetables because he doesn't want to eat anything too phallic. I was like, well, explain your logic to me. And he was like, no, just dog, like, why, you want me to eat a cucumber? Try to bite a cucumber right now. It's all in your face, all hard and stuff. Not me. Not me. A carrot? No. I was like, you could chop it up. That's what they do. Do you think in a salad that they just lay the whole thing down? What are you talking about? Chop it up and eat your vegetables. He's like, no. You want me to hold? First of all, you want me to hold it and chop? You want me to hold? You want me to... No. That might give me nightmares, dog. I'm like, all right, yeah, be deficient in everything then. Just walk around needing a nap twice a day. That's on you. Horrific medical advice. The type of medical advice that makes you go, oh, okay. I didn't think there'd be anything worse than WebMD, but I found you. So they were doing these home diagnostic tests and everything, and they were sending people stuff back being like, yeah, you got a bunch of like heart stuff in your family. And then they would act accordingly. They'd go to their doctor, they'd run a bunch of tests. And if they were lucky, that was like incorrect, you know? Or sometimes they would miss whole things, you know? They'd be like, nah, you good. You good. In fact, your blood pressure low. You might want to get something salty right now. Nah, hit that pork chop right quick. You have the pork chop, all of a sudden you dizzy. Why is my whole left side hurt? And so now that they're going bankrupt, there are people that are looking to buy it. And some of those people are, some of those people are like potentially insurers, which is terrifying, is everything that I told people not to do when they were on the up and up. I'm like, hey, so now an insurance company is going to buy your DNA and then not let you do any claims because they're like, no, we know you sick, dog. We saw the 23andMe. You know, because you do a 23andMe of a corporation, they are 100% devil. Also somehow 100% efficient. No, it sucks. I look at where I come from, and like I said, it's from the people who raised me, people who put me together, or what I'm made up of. Like, there are people in my life that I was very fortunate to meet young who were much older, so they had a lot of wisdom to pass down. I remember, and there was this woman who would just, she'd just drop gems on me every now and again, out of nowhere, right? One time she said to me, she was like, you know, be very careful when you're picking a partner. Be very careful who you have a child with, because you're not making a baby, you're making a soul. And that's forever. She also once told me, don't ever trust somebody named after fruit. And I was like, what? And she was like, seriously, if somebody comes in your life named Clementine, she a hoe, all right? Don't trust any Clementines, okay? I know her one time, she told me. We were just sitting, and she was saying this about people, but she was like, when you finally see yourself the way that the people that love you see you, what a wonderful world that'll be. That's all the world's missing, is people that see themselves the way that the people that love them see them. Truly, like, there's... in everything that people do and everything we search for, we try to find it in all these other places, but there's a level of acceptance that other people have for us, and sometimes we reject it or we think we don't deserve it. But if we could see ourselves, you wish it. You wish it on people when they're battling addiction and depression. You wish, it's like, oh, I just want you to see yourself the way I see you. If you saw yourself the way that I see you, you wouldn't feel this way about yourself. You know? She also once told me, never get in an argument with a woman and then eat the pie she makes after that argument. That's a pie full of glass. One time, she told me, I don't even know where it came from, but she said that sometimes when people are searching for love, that all they really need is to find someone who reminds them of their best day. Find someone who feels like their best day. You're gonna argue, you're gonna not be able to stay in each other sometimes, but if you can find somebody that feels like your best day, you won't always be happy, but you'll be like really in love. She was like, you find someone who feels like the best day that you've ever had. Because the best days only come once in a while. Every day can't be the best day, by definition. But if you find somebody that feels like your best day, you found a truly good life. She also told me... that one time she got in an argument with her ex-husband and she decided to let it go in that moment, you know, and bake him a pie. And she was like, wasn't my best day. I understand why people would want to do 23andMe, and I understand, at least on the surface, why they went bankrupt. They made the mistake of making a really good product and giving it to everybody, and everybody only needed it once. And that is tough. That's tough to watch people use their thing, watch that valuation go up. At one point, it was worth $6 billion. Billion. $6 billion. That's crazy. And then, you know, they started dropping off left and right. You know, people were like, oh, I'm not going to renew their subscription. Or I sent it to my friend, but they don't want to take it. And the other reason people didn't want to take it was the other thing they did that was really good, but was their undoing. Was they were helping to catch a lot of murderers. There were a lot of murderers who didn't even do 23andMe. They were like, I don't care how Scandinavian I am. And they're like, well, your cousin does. Hands behind your back. And you over here. That's tough. That's tough. You know what I mean? Because I'm not rooting for criminals, okay? But how would you feel if you did all that planning? Do you know what I mean? You do all that planning, you rob a bank, you make it out scot-free. They're going to make a movie about this one day and not know how to end it. You made it off scot-free, didn't kill anybody. Very low charges if they catch you, just brandishing a weapon. Get on the ground, you know, you took all the money and stuff like that. Haven't even spent it yet. And then one day, it's very quiet. It's so quiet that you're like, damn, it's quiet in here. And maybe you live in an apartment building. You're like, usually I hear somebody arguing with their spouse, hear some kids maybe. I mean, you know, hear some loud music, some teenagers around here. You don't hear anything. And then out of nowhere, they bust open your door. They've cleared out all the neighbors. Like, get on the ground! And you're like, what? What? How? How? This possible? You don't even have the money on. You planted so well, the money's buried in another state. How? How? Oh, well, when you were robbing the bank, you cut your finger and it bled a little. And a brother you don't know you have spit in a cup in Providence, Rhode Island. And honestly, we wouldn't have found you if it wasn't for that. Like, we were like, all the markers aren't matching and we can't seem to connect the dots. And then your cousin spit in that cup. Turns out, you're pretty Scandinavian. You are very Scandinavian. Pick you up off the floor. Oh, thanks. Thanks. Had no idea. Carting you off. Who knows? Who knows? Maybe 23andMe's data, your data, will end up in good hands. Yeah, if you feel that way, you should delete it off the website right now. We are so loose with our data.